1039 1450 WKXL NHTalkRadio.com. We welcome you to another edition of Feldis and Kale. A delight to have you along with us. And we are proudly presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. Ken Kale, Dan Feldis here. Dan, how is the shoulder coming along? People want to know.
Yeah, no, a lot of people are reaching out about it, and it's a big topic. Big topic.
It is.
It's come along. You know, look, it's a pretty tough injury, but you know, it wasn't radio related. I didn't like have a radio mic hit it or anything like that. I was attempting to work out, and you know, now I'm 42, Ken, and
you're getting up there.
I'm not 20 anymore. I can't work out the way I used to. So I'm gonna probably end up going to a Peloton bike is what I've been recommending.
Ah, okay.
A stationary bike, and that way, you know, I can just spin my wheels in place.
There you go. I've been spinning my wheels for years, and look what it's done for me. Well, one of the great events of the New Hampshire summer is coming up on Saturday, August 24th.
Yep.
21st, that is, at Canterbury Shaker Village. Tickets on sale now for the 20th annual Best of New Hampshire party. And joining us on this edition of Feldis and Kale is Rick Broussard. And Rick is the editor of New Hampshire Magazine and the driving force behind this event. And Rick, we welcome you to Feldis and Kale. Great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Ken. And thanks for that introduction. I'm the driving force. Wow.
You are
that's a lot of responsibility.
You are the driving force. Well, it's been a great event over the years. Of course, last year, due to COVID, it wasn't quite the same. But again, the big party is in person and at Canterbury Shaker Village, right, for the first time.
Yep. Yeah, last year we had a virtual event. Remember those?
Right. Yeah, I do. I do. I'd rather forget them sometimes, but now it's back in person and at a great venue.
Yeah, no, in fact, to be candid, we love the best that we've been doing it for 20 years. It's essentially been the same thing since we started. And every year we say, well, how can we change this? And we go, well, we don't need to change it. You know, it's working. Why change it? And people love it, you know. But we were forced this time. And so we really got to open our imaginations up a little bit and just rethink the whole thing. We were compelled to do that. And what's come out is really, I think, much more appropriate for what we're really trying to say with the best of. I mean, obviously it's exciting. There's a, you know, wonderful venues and products and people all over the state. We like to point that out, and we're not going to stop doing that. But it just seems like the party, it could either be just a big, you know, kind of a splash, which is what we've had every year, or we could have something a little more, I don't know, soulful, you know, something that really sort of represents New Hampshire as, why do people come here? You know, it's not just because of the assortment of things. It's because there's an attitude, there's a spirit, and there's kind of a collective wisdom that a state accumulates, you know, if they're smart. And that's what we're hoping that we can start doing with the best of. When we're talking about the best of, we'll still be displaying and featuring cool stuff, but it's also cool ideas, cool traditions, cool places, which, you know, we've been at a cool place every year, the ballpark in Manchester, you know, the
sure.
Delta
yeah.
Dental Stadium. But Shaker Village is most people, I think, in the state probably have not been there yet, and they really ought to go. It's just one of those places that if you haven't been to, you deserve to go. And so we're incentivizing that for people.
You certainly are in many different ways, which we will get to during the course of our conversation here today, Rick. And, you know, it's funny how things like tourist attractions, like great tourist attractions and great parts of New Hampshire like Shaker Village, if you live here, you're probably less likely to go to Shaker Village than if you live, like, you know, 500 miles away. Because I know
right.
people come from all over the country, all over the world to see Shaker Village. But because it's in our backyard, some of us have a tendency, you know, not to go to those places that people come from far away to see.
Sure, we take it for granted.
Yeah, we
you
do.
Know, and
we
always do. Next year we'll do that. Well,
yeah.
This is the year.
Right. Yeah. And August 21st is the date if you want to do it. Because there's so much included in this Best of New Hampshire event. And I know for the first time, you're going to have a Granite State Humor Summit.
I think it's the first time anybody's had a Granite
yeah.
State Humor Summit. So, yeah, that was a little bit of inspiration early on. I just happened to know, I really think beyond the stand-up realm, these are the two chief humorists in the state. And you could probably throw Fritz Weatherby into the same grouping because he's a very funny guy. But Rebecca Rule is a storyteller. She's been around forever. She's written great books. They're you know, humorous and profound at the same time. And Ken Sheldon, who lives down in the Monadnock region, he presides over an imaginary town called Frostheaves
right,
that he's created, and he's populated with characters, and he does little videos on things like yoga for Yankees. And they both know each other, but they have never actually worked together.
Ah.
So we said, well, okay, there's magic here. Let's just make this happen. So they're coming together for the first time on the Best in New Hampshire stage at Canterbury Shaker Village, out under a beautiful tent, out overlooking the Shaker Ponds and the gardens, and with tours of the village available to guests who come early, because the party really starts at 5:30, but you can arrive as early as 4:30 for tours. And so I think it's going to, frankly, I don't even know what's going to happen. It's like putting, you know, two powerful chemicals together. I have a feeling we'll have a comedy volcano.
A comedy volcano at Shaker Village in Canterbury on
Let's
August
say.
The 21st.
So, you, Rick, you really have no idea what they're going to do, Rebecca and Fred. They're just going to get up there and they may play off each other. They may do a competition. So you have no idea.
Well, I have an idea, but
okay.
It's more like this. I trust them, and I have not reviewed their material. Let's put it that way. But I know them both, and also I know they're very fond of each other. So, they're viewing this as a chance to really kind of show off. You know, I think it's kind of the equivalent of it's a match. It's a cage match between local humorists.
No holds barred, right?
No holds barred,
right? Right. All right. Rick Broussard is with us. He is the editor of New Hampshire Magazine, and the big event is coming up on Saturday, August the 21st, and tickets on sale now. We'll talk more about one of the great events of the summer season, the Best of New Hampshire, right after these words. 103.9 1450 WKXL, nhtalkradio.com. Feldis and Kale, proudly presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. 103.9 1450 WKXL, nhtalkradio.com. Our guest on this edition of Feldis and Kale is Rick Broussard, and Rick is the editor of New Hampshire Magazine, and this is the 20th annual Best of New Hampshire Party. It's going to be a festive occasion coming up on Saturday, August 21st. Why can't I say it? And I get paid for doing this. And also, not much, but I get paid for doing it. At beautiful Canterbury Shaker Village. And Rick, the 20th go-round. And do you remember the first one? Where was the first one?
The first one was the Verizon Wireless Arena in Manchester. It was practically brand new.
Yeah.
And we had it there for, you know, 10 years or so. I don't, you know, quote me. But a long time. And then we switched over to the Delta Dental Stadium to get it more of an outdoor feel and also to bring the ballpark in, which is just, you know, it's an iconic thing. It puts people in the right mood. If you're looking out at a ball field and you're eating and listening to music, it's a festive and American vibe. So those two formulas have worked really well, and they were big. The whole thing was big. We're looking a little smaller now. We're limiting the number of guests, and everybody's going to be under the same tent. So it's really going to be more conversation and great food, and cool stuff will be on display all around, so you can sort of soak up local culture. They'll be demonstrating things from Shaker Village, and I've got this guy who's, I don't know if you've ever heard of a man named R.P. Hale, who lives in Concord, but he's one of New Hampshire's most interesting people. He is essentially a scientist, philosopher, calligrapher, printer, instrument maker, Renaissance man, and he's going to be performing and demonstrating some of his skills there. So it just changed the mood, the temperature of the event, and try to create something that I think going forward we can make better every year. It's hard to make the party at the ballpark better every year unless we can bring in some super celebrity or something. But this, the quality of it, is really determined by the people that are there, the conversations that take place, and the food that they eat. And all of that's guaranteed to be great.
Well, speaking of food at this event on the 21st, that begins at, 5:30 with a cocktail hour, live music. during the cocktail hour, starting at 5:30. And then at 6:30, guests are going to be seated for dinner. And that's when the Granite State Humor Summit is going to take place with Rebecca Rule of and Fred Marple. So folks will be entertained while dining by those two great humorists that we have in the Granite State.
Right, and it's a catered meal, you know, a gourmet meal, and there'll be hors d'oeuvres being passed around by some of the best restaurants. And by the way, the first list of people we invited to this was this year's winners, because that's another thing about having the best of party. Usually we ask the people who won, hey, come down and give away some of your stuff to our guests. This time we're saying, come and enjoy the party and get to know other winners. So we're going to have special, you know, name tags so that if you were a best of winner, you'll be able to, you know, advertise that fact and meet other winners or meet your fans or whatever. And so, yeah, the meal will take place while the comedy's going on. And then afterwards, because we have a feeling people are going to want to stick around, and the night is not over, we have this band from Nashua. You may have heard of a band called Ruby and the Groove. They were very popular for a while and wonderful band. And they've kind of transformed into another group, similar membership, called Fee and the Evolutionists. And they're, you know, R&B, hip-hop. They do kind of classic rap and the old school hip-hop stuff as well as modern R&B. And they will kind of take us through the rest of the evening until people stop dancing.
Well, I know Ken, the old school hip hop is really what Ken is into, and
that's me.
All right, Ken, let's hear some.
He's got his Run DMC going in the background. He has his.
Dan, can you get a beat there?
We can get it going here, right? Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, right. You know what we haven't mentioned so far, Rick, and this is maybe the most important aspect of the whole event, is that it's a major fundraiser and benefit for the New Hampshire Food Bank and the great work that they do.
Right. There'll be a lot of opportunities for people to support and also basically just to get, you know, to appreciate the food bank for the great work it's done. And they've been one of our perennial sponsors. We pick a different nonprofit periodically to focus on. But we keep coming back to the food bank because they're statewide, they're so well recognized, and the need never stops. You know, it intensifies from time to time, as it has recently, but it's not one of those problems that's ever going to be solved, I don't think, anytime soon. There's always going to be a certain amount of need for food for families that are struggling between jobs and kids in school. So they provide so many services for the state. We just love to have them on our team.
That's great. And the New Hampshire Food Bank does great work. And as you mentioned, Rick, during the pandemic, they certainly filled the need and they went around the state and helped out in so many different communities and helped so many different families get by. How many folks do you anticipate, at this year's event?
Well, we're selling 300 tickets, and they are almost sold out. I think we're down to like 10 or something. It's possible that we could expand it a little bit. We're trying to figure out what the seating arrangements are, but it's essentially, and they'll probably with staff and such, it'll be about 350 people seated. So that's all we can fit in the tent, you know. So that's it.
Yeah, but if folks are unable to potentially get a ticket, they could still, you know, go online and support and support the food bank and that kind of thing if they wanted to. What's the links for those?
Well, it's pretty simple. It's just bestofnh.com. We'll take you to all the information, take you to past winners, a lot of good stuff on the best.
Yep.
It's a really good resource, by the way, if you're just looking for a cool place within a certain category, you know, food, drink, entertainment. If you go to that site, there's a lot of links there that can take you. But the current page is filled up with information about, or the homepage is filled up with information about the party. And it will pretty much fill you in on anything you need to know about it. And we do plan on taping the Humor Summit and trying to turn it, because I think it's just going to be good and it's going to be worthy of this, and turn it into something that we can post later. We usually do a little, you know, video wrap-up of what happened at the party. And sometimes that's just scenes of people eating and glimpses of the music. But because we'll have these two, you know, really well-known and beloved figures telling jokes and spinning tales, we're going to try to capture as much of that as we can and turn it into some kind of a video for people to look at afterwards. So you won't have missed it entirely. And there's always next year.
There's always next year, and a lot of great information on the website, bestofnh.com. And Rick, for folks who are listening who are wondering how restaurants and places and everything else get picked to be Best of NH, how is that process, you know, how are folks selected?
Yeah, it's a twofold process. We do the classic reader poll. You know, we just invite our readers to vote. We get nearly like 20,000 votes. It's a huge survey of the state. You know, and ultimately, I don't mean to dismiss it, but it is those things that are in people's minds. And some of our readers are very smart, but they don't necessarily scope out the distant spots, the remote spots, the new things, because they may not have heard of them yet. So we season it with what we call editor's picks, which are, you know, pretty unabashedly just chosen by me and my fellow editors and people that I have a network of advisors all over the state that I hit up every year for suggestions for mm-hmm. these. And then that is a separate list that focuses on like slightly more obscure things. And so it's twofold each year, and that it winds up being quite a few winners each year as a result, because the readers pick about 100 or so in various categories, and then the editors pick another 50, 60. So it's quite a few. But they're all good, and they've all been vetted, and they're all places that you can, with confidence, you know, take your friends or family to.
Now, everybody, when they go to an event like this, Rick, is looking for some swag, some things to take home with them, some mementos of this great occasion.
Sure.
So what are we talking about in terms now of mementos that people can walk away with? I'm looking at, I think I know the answer to this, but elaborate on it a little bit, and what is the swag bag going to be like?
Well, a lot of the winners have been, they're asked every year if they would like to provide something that we can distribute to the partygoers. And this year we just had a lot of success with that. I mean, a lot of these are coupons. A lot of them are small items. But there are some really cool things in this. I mean, we've got coupons and offers from, you know, 900 Degrees, Great Pizza Place in Manchester. There's a place in Wolfboro called the Ohm Lifestyle Center. A Red Arrow Diner is a regular winner, and they always have something cool that they throw in the bag. Jetpack Comics is involved. LaBelle Winery. The Granite State Chocolates, right here in Concord, is providing 350 boxes with their jelly fruits in them. They were going to give us chocolate, but we figured it was going to be a hot day, so they gave us something better. So we're going to have. So it's little gifts, little coupons. There's about maybe 30 different items that will be in the swag bag.
Wow.
And we're really not done yet. People are still producing stuff. So not absolutely sure, but it'll be quite a lot.
So 20 years, this is the 20th annual Best of New Hampshire celebration. Is there any place or any person that has won 20 consecutive years?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent question for which a real... you know, attuned editor would have a response, and I don't. I suspect so, and probably the Red Arrow Diner would be a strong candidate for that.
Yeah.
How about if I circle back to you on that one, Ken?
Okay, you can circle back. Yeah. No comment. I won't go beyond that, but you can circle back, Rick. Absolutely. Now, there is also, for people who attend this event, there is going to be a grand prize, and this grand prize sounds absolutely incredible, Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's one of those things that we're always looking for is a way to kind of, you know, add a little zing to this. And we've had some wonderful, you know, vacation prizes, travel and such. And this is it's a getaway. It's courtesy of the Riverwalk Resort at Loon Mountain. And it's 5 complimentary night stay and a 1-bedroom suite with connecting deluxe studio. There's dinner for 4 at their restaurant, La Vista. There's a wine tasting at Seven Birches Winery. There's 2 60-minute massages at Solstice North Day Spa. All part of the package. It's valued at about $3,200.
Wow, that is incredible. So somebody attending the event on the 21st of August will be walking away with that great prize package from the Riverwalk Resort at Loon Mountain. And what an event this is going to be. I think You know, the other venues, you know, the arena, Verizon Wireless Arena, SNHU Arena now, and Delta Dental Stadium, great venues as well. But this I think, makes it maybe a little bit more intimate than it once was.
Yeah, that is the word that we were going for. We want people to feel like they got to know other people at this event and know more about the state. And I think people will emerge well-fed, you know, well-entertained, and well-met at this. And they'll come home not only with a swag bag, but a bunch of stories. Because, by the way, we're sort of seeding the audience with celebrities, people that you ought to know, people that these are not, you know, we actually had Steven Tyler at the Best Of 1 year, and that's always been kind of our gold standard. If we can get Adam Sandler, then it will elevate beyond Steven Tyler. Don't tell Aerosmith.
No,
but absolutely not. But there's so many fascinating people, who are reality stars or, you know, accomplished writers or poets or whatever. In fact, we have Alexandria Perry, who is the state's poet laureate, who's going to be there, and she's going to read a poem that she wrote for the occasion, and also conduct a little, like, one-minute poetry exercise with the entire audience. We're going to see if we can get 300 people to write a poem together under the tent. And I think there's going to be a lot of memory that's generated by this, and that's really our objective, is so people go home and they go, wow, that was cool.
And it's always, always a cool event. I remember it was Steven Tyler showed up at Delta Dental Stadium, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And that caused quite a stir. People were talking about that for a long time afterwards.
He walked slowly around the entire stadium, went to virtually every booth, took pictures with anybody that wanted. The man is a saint. Well, he's not a traditional saint.
Right.
He's a new age saint. But he was so good to us, and he just did it on his own. I mean, we didn't hook him in or pay him or reward him in any way. He just wanted to come, so he did.
Just showed up. There you go. Well, Rick, always great to have you with us. Again, if you want more information, bestofnh.com, and there's all the details there, and any questions you might have, you can find out right there. And again, the beneficiary is the New Hampshire Food Bank, which does so much for so many, and especially during these times. You know, with food banks, people think about them generally around Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. But this is a year-round thing that they have to be stocked year-round, folks. So a great beneficiary of this outstanding event. And Rick, you are the driving force of this great event for 20 years now, and look forward to this one at Shaker Village in Canterbury.
Okay, I'm going to keep my hands on the wheel and my foot on the accelerator.
There you go.
That's what a good driving force does.
Rick, always a pleasure to chat with you.
Take care.
Yeah. Great to talk to you guys.
All right, thanks. Rick Broussard, who's the editor of New Hampshire Magazine, and again, great event, and it's coming up very shortly, the 21st, that is Saturday, the 21st, at Canterbury Shaker Village. And, you know, I must confess, I have only been there once, Dan Feltus, just once.
The village or the Best Of?
No, the Canterbury Shaker Village.
Oh, yeah, I've been there once.
Just once. And that was quite a while ago. So, yep. So maybe I'll sneak back. On Saturday.
Maybe you'll be one of those celebrities that Rick mentioned.
Well, I don't know.
Drifting
about
around. You and Steven Tyler going around, and maybe you can do a duet.
He has a little bit more hair than I do.
A little bit. Yeah.
And I know a little bit more money.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Just a little.
But you both have great voices, you know, and you could pair up. You could do a good duet.
We could do. I know that a friend of mine. I had an event around the Mount Sunapee area a couple of years ago, and he's plays the harmonica pretty much. Dr. Harp is the name he goes by, and he has a band. They do a great job. They sound great, and Steven Tyler has a home in that area around Mount Sunapee. So he actually asked my friend Dennis, Dr. Harp, if he could sing with him.
Oh, interesting.
And he did. And it's the thrill of a lifetime for my friend Dennis, Dr. Harp, and
Stephen was great. Were you there for it?
No, I was not. I missed it. I did miss that, but it was really something, and something that I'm sure all the people who were there gathered at Mount Sunapee that night will never forget.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Especially Dr. Harp.
Especially Dr. Harp. That is for sure.
Aptly named.
Very aptly named. Today, by the way, we're doing the show on the 17th of August, and it's a delight to have you along with us. And, of course, coming up in just a couple of days, it will be the start of Market Days in downtown Concord.
Yeah, no, it's back. It's a little later in the year because of planning purposes, COVID and whatnot, but you know, the 19th through the 21st, 10 to 10, I believe.
Every day.
Every day, downtown Concord. A lot of vendors, a lot of good food, a lot of music. You know, get down there with your family and your friends. It's great to see everybody. You know, it's just going to be a wonderful event.
So many things going on in downtown Concord. So check it out. And last year, of course, there was no Market Days as a result of... you know, most people were quarantining at that time and not getting out and about very much. So we missed it. And this year, for the first time, it is in August. And check it out later this week, Thursday through Saturday. And, of course, lots of great music, lots of great food. And you run into people along Main Street and the side streets off Main Street. Some people you might see once a year. Maybe you haven't seen this person in years, but so many things to see and do, and beer and wine at the festival as well. So just a great time for everybody.
Great time, and really also a great celebration of our local small businesses, Main Street businesses. You know, a lot of good local businesses to support as part of this. So it's a wonderful time. Bring the family out, you know, giving your comfort level and support local businesses. Market Days in downtown Concord.
Yep, absolutely. And, of course, the driving force behind that is our good friends at InTown Concord. We'll take a break. It's Feldis and Kale. We are proudly presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. 103.9 1450 WKXL NHTalkRadio.com. It is Feldis and Kale. We are delighted to have you along with us on this portion of the program, and we are proudly presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. And Amy Hall is the executive director of that great organization. She'll be joining us in just a few minutes here on Feldis and Kale. And Dan Feldis, last week they had the great event in Iowa at the you know, the Field of Dreams field, if you will.
Yep,
you must be familiar with that.
Well, I grew up in Dubuque, Iowa, just about 20 minutes from the Field of Dreams field.
Yeah.
Actually, some of my extended family members were in the movie.
Really?
They were. Part of, I don't know if you remember, the end of Field of Dreams, they say, if you build it, they will come. And there's a, they pan out into the sky, and they show a big line of cars with headlights going to the Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
So I have a few extended family members who were in that line of cars.
Wow.
So their headlights of their cars at the time were showcased in Field of Dreams.
Well, there you go. And forever will be.
You got it.
There you go. As promised here on Feldis and Kale, we are delighted to be joined now by the executive director of Granite State Dairy Promotion, our outstanding sponsor here on Feldis and Kale, along with your local dairy farmers. It's Amy Hall. Amy, how are you today?
I am good. Am I a little late on the call-in? I feel bad.
You know, Ken and I, you're not late, number one, but number two is Ken and I know how to... Yeah, you know, eat up the time on the radio anyways. But you are not late, and it's a joy to have you as always, Amy.
Well, thank you, Dan. I get really absorbed in social media, and we've talked about, you know, the Check Your Jugs campaign in the past, and I'm just so pleased that within under a month, We're seeing influencers out there talking about check your jugs with their local state codes. So my excitement this morning is beyond everything. So I've been working quite a bit on the social media end of things, on Instagram, of course, down in Florida, which is so funny. You think about what does Florida and New Hampshire have in common? Well, we have like minds. We understand the problem with finished milk in every single milk deficit state in the nation, which right now stands at 27 states nationally that cannot produce enough local fluid milk to feed all of its citizens.
Wow. Well, and in that, you know, in terms of the campaign, Amy, the code for folks who are listening, when you're in the grocery store, I'll take a look to see if you want to support local business, local dairy producers, which is, you know, I highly encourage you to do. They do so much for our state and our economy, beyond which we can even talk about on this program. But the code is 33, which is largely New Hampshire milk. And where can you find that code if you're in the grocery store looking at those jugs?
Well, this is specifically for fluid milk. So on the top of your milk gallons or milk jugs, if you will, half gallons, full gallons, you will see sort of up where you look for the expiration date, which I would assume that everybody's looking at that to begin with. Right under the expiration date, it's really quite easy. You will see a four-digit code. There will be two numbers followed by a dash followed by two other numbers. So, for example, code 33 was bottled and processed right here in New Hampshire. So 33, New Hampshire, you know that right off the bat. Now, the dash and the two numbers that follow indicate what plant your milk was bottled and processed. So 08, for example, is the Hood plant right here in Concord. Of course, Kentucky Creamery, Echo Farm Pudding, Hatchland Farm, they all have their own plant code, but every single one of them have 33 on their products. Mm-hmm. So you can really feel good, and it's an easy way. It's a tangible way for consumers to be able to support dairy because they want to. It's a matter of helping them understand how they do it. And right here in New Hampshire, fluid milk code 33 is the best way to do it.
And that's right under the expiration date, which, Amy, as you noted, you probably should be taking a look at anyways, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I would hope that anybody grabbing milk out of the dairy aisle is the first thing I look for. I mean, I know already what brands are 33, so I'm confident in that fashion. But expiration date, look at that one first, folks. Just make sure you're in the clear on that front. The worst thing in the world is bad milk. But thankfully, I have yet in my entire life come across milk that had gone bad in the dairy aisle. So fingers crossed it never happens.
You know, I hope everyone, before the summer comes to an end, and you can do this any time of the year, but reward yourself during the summer. We've had some hot days recently. Reward yourself and get a glass bottle of milk if you've never done it. I mean, you owe it to yourself. And you know, the beauty of it is it always tastes better to me, Amy. You know, and I don't have it very often, but when I do, I really appreciate it. You can get it in so many different flavors, too. It's and all right here from the Granite State.
You absolutely can, and you're right. It's just, there's something special about it. If the glass just retains how cold and fresh it is, all milk is delicious, of course. But yeah, Ken, you're right. There is something special about the cold, smooth, crisp, creamy taste that comes out of a glass bottle of milk. I am with you 100%.
You're making me want to go to the store and get some chocolate milk right now.
Well, you should. You should right after the program is over, Dan. Get some chocolate milk. You can get some coffee milk. Get some strawberry milk.
You can do all of it.
Get some regular milk. You know, it's unbelievable.
And, you know, look, I mean, there's no better way to recover from any event than chocolate milk. I mean, you know, they do it at sporting events now. We have to do it after the radio, too.
I would wholeheartedly agree. It's a way to recover from this grueling hour show that we do. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, when you're talking, there's got to be calories burned. I mean, I am convinced.
Yeah.
Because after any radio show, I think I'm 5 pounds thinner because I never shut up. I just grow. So I can attest that, yes, chocolate milk after any radio show, especially Feltus and Kale, go for the chocolate milk for sure.
Absolutely. It's an endurance battle, and there's just so much hot air, too. I mean, it's just the temperature goes up, you know. You got to recover somehow.
Some way. And what better way with some great refreshing milk in a glass bottle from one of our
local dairy producers,
great New Hampshire dairy farmers. Yes, absolutely. So, Amy,
you have a way with words. I just have to interject. It makes me laugh every time. I have to start writing down the Dan phrases. Endurance battle. I love it. It's an endurance battle. Well, I don't want to hammer it to death, but this is bigger than New Hampshire, the Check Your Jugs Code 33 campaign. I think what excites us most up here in the Granite State is the fact that we have other states saying to themselves, yes, enough is enough. It's time to support our own. All dairy is good and all dairy is healthy and helpful for nutrition. There is no question there. Any dairy product that you purchase, fully nutritional, have no doubt about that. But the situation here is that we really, really, really need to eliminate finished milk coming into the states that are already short on it, because that's how we make a difference. That's how we impact the farms we have now staying in business. This is how we make sure we do not lose the opportunity and the privilege to be able to buy a local fresh product. It really is extremely important, and I am thrilled that every dairy farmer, if we can apply this platform nationally, that every single dairy farmer locally, no matter where they are, be that California, be that New York, Florida, or New Hampshire, can survive on their own and be recognized as a local product, and that is what we need.
Well stated. Amy, as always, Amy Hall with us from the Granite State Dairy Promotions. She's the executive director, and they are our proud sponsor here on Feltus and Kale. Some weeks prouder than others, but they are with us, and we certainly appreciate that here at 103.9, 1450 WKXL, nhtalkradio.com. We'll take a quick break and be back with more right after these words. 103.9, 1450 WKXL, nhtalkradio.com, Feltus and Kale, proudly presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion. And your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, our guest is the executive director of that aforementioned Granite State Dairy Promotion, Amy Hall. And Amy, what else is going on that we should know about? Has anybody completed the ice cream trail yet?
We have 3 people who have mailed in their map.
Wow.
Yes. And let me tell you,
a lot of ice cream pretty quick.
It is. And that was my thought, too. However, I have become an excellent ice cream PI because I can tell who has completed it and who has not. And it's all based on the number of rubber gloves I have to put on in order to flip through to ensure that every stamp is on every shop. I don't know these things come in, would they come in covered with ice cream, sprinkles. I've had sprinkle stains on them. So the 3 that were completed are absolutely legit. They look like they've been through the battle and lived to tell the story.
Oh, that is fantastic. That is great. 3 already, and it's relatively early in the game for that, to have the trail completed. Still plenty of time left to do it. And again, when it's all said and done, in October, right, Amy, we're going to have the drawing right here.
Absolutely, we are.
Grand prize.
Absolutely, we are. And, you know, I'm getting phone calls from shops, too. I don't know if I had mentioned this previously, but our shops are running out of maps. I'm getting a call daily from our shops. And the word specifically from Granite State Candy Shop when he called me was, Amy, the ice cream trail is on fire this year. We are seeing more maps presented than we have ever seen before. So, I mean, it's amazing. And I love it. I love it. I love it.
Well, you know, I actually was in that facility just the other day, on a beautiful day, sat outside, had a hot fudge sundae, and they have at the Granite State Dairy Shop, they have the best hot fudge I think I've ever had.
I agree with you.
You know?
I agree with you.
Oh, it was.
I don't always agree with you. I agree.
I know, but we can agree on that. Agree on that anyway, on that great hot fudge they
have. Consensus here on Feltus and Company.
Oh, it was wonderful. And with coffee ice cream, by the way. Mm. Coffee ice cream with the hot fudge.
Well, the three folks that got that trail done, I mean, that might be record time. I know the way that they can recover from that speed ice cream trail, ice cream eating extravaganza. What better way to recover than Amy? Are you ready?
Amy?
Oh, I thought there was an end. I'm like, chocolate milk, obviously. Yeah.
There it is.
You got it.
Is this a trick question?
No,
like
it wasn't.
Recover from the rigors of the ice cream trail with chocolate milk. There you go.
Goodness gracious. And honestly, speaking of recovery, one quick thing before I know we probably have to jet pretty quick here.
Well, we got plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Awesome. My refuel team, of course, Prospect Acres Obstacle Course, who we have spoken about before, they are headed off to the Spartan this weekend. They're loading up their bus. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be hand-delivering to them their recovery beverage, which, of course, is chocolate milk.
Yes.
Code 33 chocolate milk straight from Hatchland Farm up in North Haverhill, New Hampshire. They actually specifically bottled just for us at Granite State Dairy Promotion and our refuel team and our events. Little bottles of milk to hand out the most delicious chocolate milk. I mean, it's hard to say it's the most delicious chocolate milk. I've tried it all, but in my opinion, it's some of the most delicious chocolate milk you can get. So I just want to give a shout out to our refuel team up at Prospect Acres Obstacle Course. They're in training for several different events, the World OCR event, the obstacle course racing. I mean, these guys are big. They're having world-class athletes join them up at the course. They're super excited. They're doing great things here in New Hampshire. They're getting kids motivated. They're participating in community events. And all right there, front and center, health, fitness, chocolate milk.
Wow. Outstanding.
That's great.
Yeah, that is great. And I did want to mention, by the way, for those listening in Concord, in the Concord area, Granite State Candy Shop still has the passports, the ice cream trail passports. I saw them. I have mine, but I saw them. They were very much on display at the Granite State Candy Shop the other day.
You know why they have them. You know where my office is, right in the Department of Agriculture.
You walked them over.
I walked over that 50-pound box, and I chose the hottest day of the year to do it. And let me tell you, I won't do it again. those 400 better last them. No, I'm just kidding. If they need more, I will gladly walk them over.
I know you will, Amy. I know that there's no doubt about it. And still plenty of time to get yours. And, you know, the competition, if you will, comes to an end, Columbus Day weekend?
Correct, absolutely. Right. But again, just a reminder, not all of our shops are open through Columbus Day weekend, so please check ahead.
You have to. And some are closed different days, so you have to do that as well. Yep.
You got to check. But even if you don't do the full trail, try to do some of them. Try to get out there. You know, obviously doing the full trail would be great, but just getting out and about and going to some of these ice cream shops is wonderful.
And support your local dairy farmers and you know, it's amazing to see some of these places, and no matter where they are, they're so vibrant, and it's great to see families getting out and enjoying New Hampshire. And, you know, you go into these ice cream shops, ice cream locations around the state, and you always see license plates from a variety of states. I mean, our tourism is very, very vibrant this year in the state of New Hampshire.
You're absolutely right. And just, you know, to come back to Dan's point, too, is even if you're not in it to win it, you can't possibly hit 42 shops. Please pick it up as a reference guide. Every single one of these small businesses deserves support. Obviously, it ties back directly to our local dairy farms. But a major portion of this map for us is not just the ice cream, it's not just the dairy. It's supporting the local businesses that truly understand that there wouldn't be ice cream without our local dairy producers and our local dairy farmers.
Without
question. So I just want to give them a huge shout out, because this isn't all about our dairy farmers. It's important to make sure that we are supporting these local small businesses. So pick one up. Use it as a reference guide. It's a good time no matter what.
Amy Hall, always great to have you with us, and we will talk with you soon.
Absolutely. You guys have a great rest of the week.
Take you care, as Amy. Well. And that'll do it for this edition of Feldis and Kale. Great to have you with us. Proudly presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers.
I love somehow the notion that there are artists in this. I so admire artists who put themselves out and live their life on tour, going from community to community and city to city to share.